Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The invisible, invincible inside helper. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, 2 Timothy 1:14. Some decisions in life are clear choices between right and wrong. Others require discernment to know what is right and what is wrong. When confronted with the second and more difficult kind of choice, how do you respond? According to what you think, what you were taught, what the law says, what does the public believe? Here's a fifth option you might not have considered. Ask an insider who knows. That insider, of course, is the Holy Spirit. A.B. Simpson provides this helpful description of the Spirit's ministry, which helps believers discern right from wrong. Walk with A.B. Simpson, an American minister, missionary, statesman, and church leader in the late 1800s to early 1900s. God gives to us a power within, which will hold our hearts in purity and victory. It, or rather, He is the Holy Spirit. When any thought or suggestion of evil arises in our mind, the conscience can instantly call upon the Holy Spirit to drive it out, and He will expel it at the command of faith or prayer and keep us as pure as we are willing to be kept. God requires us to stand in holy vigilance, and He will do exceedingly abundantly for us as we hold fast to that which is good. He will also show us the evil and enable us to detect it and to bring it to Him for expulsion and destruction. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14.
The second letter to Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as my ancestors did with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and, I am persuaded, now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
Being alert to the attacks of Satan means being sensitive to the guidance of the Spirit, for his role is crucial if you are to take your stand against the devil's schemes. Ephesians 6:10-18. Satan's power is strong. That's why you need the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:17. Satan's attacks are persistent. That's why you need to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. Ephesians 6:18. The Holy Spirit is within you, providing wisdom and protection against invisible forces from without. Wouldn't you agree that's a truth worth thinking about?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.